So, Holly, what do you reckon of my new house?
Oh, it's wonderful. Yes, very high tech.
Yeah, oh, and it's all controlled from this central console.
Everything?
Yeah, everything in the house. I mean, it's all electrical.
Wow.
Everything, every door, even the cupboards in the kitchen.
You are living in the future.
Oh, yeah.
So, what does this button do?
Oh, yeah, no, that one opens the doors on the duck house in the moat.
Ooh, and how about that one?
That automatically mixes the cocoa before bedtime.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, really nice. Oh, the labour saving.
Oh, and what about this fancy switch here?
No, don't touch. Oh, Holly. Oh, you've released the clowns now.
Right, let's get this over with. Emma, you know Alex from HR.
Hi, so why did you want to see me?
We have some serious concerns about your conduct.
Oh, what have I done?
Witnesses have spotted you numerous times coming back from the office kitchen with only one cup.
I don't understand.
Okay, I'm going to say it straight out. You've been accused of not making cups of tea for the team.
Oh, I didn't know I had to.
Don't give me that.
But I...
Madge offered to make you tea at 10 a.m. on the 15th of October.
Do you deny that you accepted?
No,
therefore,
but...
you did willfully commit to the office's statutory tea round system.
We also
have CCTV evidence that on the 2nd of November you used departmental milk without making a financial contribution.
I must have forgotten.
And furthermore, you put a wet spoon in the sugar bowl.
Ugh, this is very disappointing, Emma. Now, we'd like you to tell us what these are.
Well?
What the hell?
134. That is how many cups of tea you've made yourself.
Have you kept all the tea bags I've used since I started?
Our auditors are very thorough.
All right, I admit it. I made tea for just myself. It's such a faff doing it for everyone else. I can't remember who has which mug, amount of sugar, whether the herbal tea bag is left in or taken out. But in the grand scheme of things, surely it's more important to meet work deadlines?
You. Selfish little...
Emma, this attitude is shocking. You're dismally failing on this key social objective and you're letting your colleagues down.
You'll have to take drastic action if you don't sort yourself out.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What are you going to do about it?
I'll make tea for everyone in future.
Once again, for the tape.
I'll make tea for everyone in future.
Good. I'll have a large Redbush soya chai latte.
I'll have the same, set medium, with two sugars and with a splash of almond milk instead. And with a bag left in. Made with Lapsang Souchong. Decaf. With mint syrup.
Okay. Coming up.
Right. On your way out, could you send Sharon in? That monster didn't bring in cake on her own birthday.
Rosie and Jason Festivals for this year. Release the clowns.
Hello, costumes. Maud speaking. Yes, this is the King's Fringe Theatre, but you've come straight through to costumes. No, I don't know anything about flamethrowing. I'm sure it is difficult to perform in a draft wearing only a leotard and a Robin Hood hat, but it's not my department. I'll put you through to Fred in lighting. No, he's also in charge of health and safety. Yes, goodbye. Honestly, whatever next? I'm not joking. They run me ragged here, they do. Here at the crack of dawn and rarely home before 11. I'm usually the first to arrive, just before Pork Pie Pete. He always picks up a couple of those posh coffees on his way in. He lives with his mother and likes to be out the house before she uses the commode as it upsets his digestion. He's got an appetite, that man. I can't tell you the times I've had to let out his trousers. I was saying to Doris, our cleaner, if he keeps slipping off to Greg's, I'm going to run out of crushed velvet. That reminds me. I need to order some more lining. I was putting an extra layer in the leading man's jodhpurs earlier. He mentioned he had a bladder infection, and you can't be too careful. Those theatre lights can be very unforgiving. I was just finishing off the last stitch when that floozy Chardonnay J flounced in with a fake tan and wedges. She said, Maud, darling, do you think you could widen the neck on my dress to flaunt my assets a little more? Apparently, she's been told she needs to appeal to a wider audience, and she thinks her costume makes her look frumpy. Frumpy? I ask you. I told her, listen to me, young lady. A plunging neckline would be totally unsuitable for your role. You're a maid for the local clergy. Too much cleavage isn't ecumenical. She said, I don't care how much it costs. I need to bring in the punters. Oh, I never had this trouble with Dame Maggie Smith.
I speak Tirana. Release the clowns, eh?
Michael was born with a debilitating brain disorder.
It was a nightmare. He was never able to be a normal, happy little boy.
For the first 18 years of his life, he was unable to communicate his needs, perform basic tasks, or play with his siblings.
We never gave up, but things seemed so dark, so very, very dark.
That is, until 6 months ago, when a revolutionary new treatment transformed Michael's life. Suddenly, he was able to live a fulfilling existence. But tragically, Michael's recovery revealed an underlying condition which had lain dormant until now. Something truly awful.
What are you two bollocking on about? Shut your noise!
Because Michael, we now know, is an arsehole.
Oi, Mum! Where's my tea, you old bat?
And he's not the only one. There are arseholes everywhere. But there is a solution. And that's why we're appealing to you. With your help, Michael and all the arseholes like him can be cured.
Get a cloth, Mum. There's piss all over the floor. Ow!
Together, we can end the scourge of arseholes. Arseholes like him.
Oi, darling. Darling, over here. I've got something for you. Oi! Oi! Lesbian. Ow!
Or her.
Of course a 4x4 the size of an assault vehicle is necessary for the team school run. And the disabled space is the only place I can park it. Ow!
And arseholes like them.
We've worked hard for everything we've got.
Which is what these benefits types need to understand.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
It's not as if I'm some privileged Eton boy. Just a minor public school in Cambridge for me.
And another thing, I'm not a racist, but these so-called refugees... Ow!
Oh, that's painful. Ow!
For some arseholes, one treatment is not nearly enough, and that's why we need your help. So dig deep, and together we can make arseholes a thing of the past. Go to www.panthatarsehole.org and donate today. Don't delay. You never know what sort of arsehole is waiting round the corner.
Yeah, let's take a thought shower on this and then drill down on how we can maximise synergy for all the stakeholders.
Release the clowns.
Ah, dear Cecily, I'm so excited I can barely contain myself.
Why, Gwendolyn? Today isn't the day you get a womb massage to treat your hysteria, is it?
No, the new edition of Cosmopolitan has just arrived.
Oh, goody!
And as ever, it's crammed with all the latest advice for the modern woman of 1906.
Ooh, what are the headlines?
Emmeline Pankhurst, the leading suffragette, talks handcuffs, railings and other bedroom essentials.
She's so naughty.
Then there's Size Matters. How big is your man?
Oh, now steady on, Gwendolyn. Not in front of the servants.
Moustache. How big is your man's moustache?
Oh, thank goodness. Well, we're very, very lucky. Both our chaps are well endowed in that department.
Yes. Algernon has a handlebar moustache the size of a privet hedge.
And last week when Percival kissed me, I got a mouthful of vol-au-vent that had been caught in his moustache since the glorious 12th. What do they say is the latest accessory?
A rhino horn? It's this month's must-have.
A rhino horn? What do you do with it?
No idea.
I'll get one today. Sounds fun. Like last month's idea of putting one's dog in one's handbag.
Handbag?
Yes, handbag. Speaking of which, where is Bertie?
Oh, Cecily. I think I left him in my handbag last week. Oh, Bertie. The smell. What have you done in there?
Oh, I think it's more a case of what hasn't he done in there.
No, Bertie. Don't collapse on the Persian rug.
Well, on the bright side, at least this won't happen if you leave your rhino horn in there for a week. Poor old Bertie.
Wagons roll for Oklahoma. Release the clowns.
Previously on The Two Straight Men.
I don't believe it. Charlie Chalk as I live and breathe.
Goodness gracious, Bobby Cheese. How you doing, mate?
Well, not too good as it happens. Lenny's gone solo, so Board and Chalk are no more. Still, never mind me. How are you coping since Cheese and Pickle came to an end?
Do you know, I've not worked since Tony went to the Great Joke Factory in the sky. It's hard to get work when you're not the funny one.
Oh, tell me about it. I used to set him up.
And so did I.
Hey, maybe we should team up together. With our track records and experience, we'd be unstoppable.
What could we call ourselves?
Well, you're Charlie Chalk and I'm Bobby Cheese. What about Charlie and Bobby?
But really, the names should go together, like hammer and nail, or ball and chain, or plug and socket.
Block and tackle.
Pants and socks. My name's Charlie Chalk.
And I'm Bobby Cheese.
And together we are Pants and Tackle.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may remember those legendary double acts, Board and Chalk and Cheese and Pickle. Well, would you believe it? The Straight Men have only gone and got together, so let's put our hands together for a brand new double act. He's not the funny one, and neither is he. It's Pants and Tackle.
My dog's got no nose.
I didn't know you had a dog.
I haven't.
Right. Funny thing happened to me on the way to the theatre tonight.
Oh, aye, what was that then?
I saw this beautiful naked woman coming towards me.
Oh, how embarrassing.
I didn't know where to look.
I wouldn't have done either.
Get off, you're rubbish.
I may be rubbish, sir, but that's just your opinion.
Don't spoil the fun for the others.
We're not having any fun. Go on, tell us a bloody joke.
All right. What's green and you can eat it?
Cabbage.
Oh, you've heard it.
Here, I've got one. What's brown and sticky?
A stick, you tosser.
No, toffee.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Pontefract. You're very kind. I've been Tackle.
And I've been Pants.
You still are, mate.
Thank you very much. I've enjoyed myself tonight, and I'm not joking.
Yeah, we noticed.
We've run out of time, unfortunately, so it's good night from me.
And me.
Shall we go back on?
No, always leave them wanting more.
Release the clowns!
And I said, I'm sorry, I'm flattered, but I can't take over Brexit negotiations for you.
Yeah, it's sensible.
I can't. My new album's just come out.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've been asked to play young Princess Leia in the next Star Wars.
Oh, well done.
It was a difficult decision, but I really think coming to these meetings has given me the strength to make those kind of choices.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Alison.
Thanks, Alison.
Yeah. Thanks, Alison.
Now, you'll have noticed we've got a new face at Liars Anonymous this week. Perhaps you'd like to introduce yourself. What's your name?
Gordon.
Hi, Gordon.
Hang on. Now, Gordon, is it Gordon? Remember, this is a circle of trust.
No, no, it's not Gordon.
Oh, good, good. We've made a start.
I'm James Dyson.
Hello, James. Hi. No, 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 no. Look, James, it's okay to use a different name, isn't it, SpongeBob?
No, no. I mean, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thanks.
Now, James, how long have you been lying?
About 100 years now.
Wow. Jane?
Then I disappeared over the Pacific, attempting to fly solo round the world in a twin-engine Lockheed.
Oh, James, that's awful.
Okay, look, Madonna or James, look, good, we've made a start, but with lots of work to do.
Oh God, I'm so sorry.
Tony, we all said we'd switched our phones off.
I know, I'm sorry, I'll switch it off now. Hello,
Tony.
This is Halfords.
No, Tony.
There's no one available to take your call. Oh. All our lines, they're all down.
Tell him we're dead.
No, stop it, SpongeBob.
There's been a hurricane.
Oh, Hurricane Julie. No, Beyonce.
Everybody stop enabling him. Tony, hang up.
I have to go. I have herpes. Ooh. Goodbye.
Good, good. Well done, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Who was it?
Harvey Keitel.
Oh. Now, Tony, don't lie.
I'm sorry.
Not to Harvey Keitel. He's in the Mafia.
Release the Clown starred Alex Marion, Casper Michaels, Lenny Picardafnis, Amy Holmes, Phil Whelans, Karen Morden, Nick Hildred, Holly Meacham, Martin Hyder and Phil Nice. It was written by Alex Marion, Nick Hildred, Martin Hyder, Phil Nice, Karen Morden, Phil Whelans and Julie Garvey Welch. The show was produced by Nick Hildred and Alex Marion. If you're enjoying Release the Clowns, then please head to iTunes or your podcast provider and give us a rating and review. And do feel free to share it with your friends via Twitter, Facebook, smoke signals, semaphore, or by training a humpback whale to sing our praises throughout the world's plastic-clogged oceans. See you in 2.